The new rules will end state taxpayer finance settlements for state officials who are found to be abusers. It will also prohibit mandatory arbitration for cases of alleged sexual harassment. And it will end secret settlements unless it's at the request of the victim. Senate Finance Committee Chair Kathy Young, who sponsored the Senate's version of the measure, says it's a victory for New Yorkers.
It has several provisions in it that are going to protect everyone across the board, and so I'm very, very enthused about the fact that we have gotten it done.
The protections will also extend to independent contractors and freelance workers, says Young.
Up to 40% of the workforce now are independent contractors, which means they didn't have the same protections in the workplace as regular employees.
The measure is only limited to sexual harassment, however. Democrats in the Assembly had wanted to extend the definition to all types of harassment, but were not successful. And there is no new money included in the budget for additional investigations of alleged sexual harassment by the State Ethics Commission. For those reasons, Senator Liz Krueger, who is a Democrat, says the measure is lacking.
We need to fix these problems. We are in total agreement on that. I just don't know that we have accomplished the goals in the context of this set of bills.
There's been controversy over how the bill was crafted, much of it decided in private leaders' meetings by men. But Senator Young says women were included in the decision-making, saying she and another female senator, Elaine Phillips, wrote the original bill in the Senate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.